All right, folks, welcome to Freedom Cast. I'm here with Chad from Lifter's Gym in Albemarle, North Carolina. And I wanted to interview Chad because he seemed like a really cool guy. And I've also bought a few things from him for our used gym equipment store. And he was starting to tell some stories, and I was like, hey, man, listen, we need to talk. And so I wanted to do a podcast with him, and we'll just shoot the breeze and just chat. So this is literally an open-ended interview. I have no agenda. The podcast itself is about people who built businesses around helping others become active. But, you know, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and how this whole thing got started?
Oh, boy. Well, how this got started was basically I was a member of other gyms for a long, long time. Mm-hmm. Wasn't always pleased with how they were managed, operated, and everything. I kind of wanted to get back to the old school feel of gyms and how they were managed more so than what your corporate style gyms are.
Yeah.
You know, where it's all more about money instead of the member. Of course, you got to make money, but at the same time, I don't believe in taking advantage of the members just for that income. I'd rather get enough people in here, support the business like we need to. It's not so much about how much money you have coming in. Mm-hmm. It's more about the actual gym, the atmosphere, and everything like that.
Sure. Awesome. So how did you get into this? Like, what's your background? How'd you get into this whole thing?
Well, first of all, my background as far as working background is I originally started working. My first job was actually working for my stepdad or my mom's boyfriend at the time, 12 years old.
Wow.
Working, you know, during the summers at a car wash. And so I'd worked all the days through the summer whenever they needed me, and then on the weekends during the school year. Okay. When I was 13, I qualified for my first worker's permit. And we used to have fish camps around here, so most of us worked at fish camps Thursday nights, Friday nights, Saturdays, and Sundays.
Okay.
So most of those days I would work during the school year, you know, after school and on the weekends, of course. So basically I started working at a very early age. I learned saving, very important.
What is a fish camp for those of you who don't know?
Fish camps are also known a lot of times as steakhouses and everything. So they sell seafood, steaks, so you got your shrimp, flounder, and those types of things.
Awesome.
So I was a bus boy, mm-hmm. which was cleaning off the tables and all that good stuff, basically the grunt, and then moved my way to the kitchen eventually. And they paid us cash money every day, so nice. It was really good to take that cash. I mean, you know, when you're 13, 14 years old and you get a $20 bill back in the 80s, it was a good bit of money for us. I took that money and a lot of times would buy my own clothes and stuff like that. Nice. Anything I wanted, I bought on my own for the most part. Okay. That's just how our family operated.
Awesome. Awesome. So where'd you go from? So what happened from there?
From there, I'll be honest with you. I've had so many jobs.
Yeah.
If I sit here and tried to recall every one of those,
yeah,
there's no way I'd be able to do it.
I had the same deal when I was growing up. I was always in 3 or 4 part-time positions before I went full-time, you know, with my job at graduating college. Was there any particular reason you got into the gym business or just kind of always enjoyed that?
I know a lot of people can remember when they started working out and their first time at everything. Mm-hmm. I'm not that guy.
Okay.
You know, I believe I started actually seriously training around age of 22.
Okay.
And as soon as I got into it, I knew that I enjoyed the vibe, the atmosphere, and the business side of it that I didn't really know, which is a whole different animal than just coming to the gym and working out.
Yeah.
So I just kind of started thinking about it then, originally probably around 24, 25. I thought, oh, it'd be cool to have my own gym and everything, but never really acted on it until, well, first of all, we've been open here for about 10 years now, and there was probably about 3 years before that I started thinking about it seriously and looking for buildings and, you know, property to rent and everything. Tried to work out something 3 years prior to that. It didn't work out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was actually encouraged or motivated more by a local gym here that started doing some things. We had a disagreement.
Mm-hmm.
I was no longer welcome at that gym, and you know, less than a year later this place was open.
Wow.
So that kind of pushed me into doing something that I'd always wanted to do, and I'm not wanting to badmouth any other gyms or anything like that. It actually was a blessing in disguise that it happened, because it encouraged me to do something and take the gumption to actually follow through with something I'd wanted to do for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
And it just happened, you know. I got off my butt and I said, you know what, fine, I'm gonna show you that I can do what I want to.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what happened. It was more for me than it was to say, hey, look at me.
Yeah.
But it was very risky.
Yeah.
I did it at a very good time, because you had it was back when the housing market and all that stuff, all the Fannie Mae stuff had really just started to kind of come back. Mm-hmm. So I was able to get a really good deal on this property. Nice. And I still feel like I could get a pretty good deal on it. You know, mm-hmm. it's not the best where I would like it to be, of course, because mm-hmm. you always want to keep your expenses low. But the timing of it couldn't have been any better for me. And the way it worked, I had very low expectations. I said, you know, if I can just hit this number of members, I can break even. And if I hit this number of members, I can pay the bills mm-hmm. as far as the, you know, equipment and the loans and all that stuff back.
Yeah.
And it really went from my 6-month goal happened in about 3 months.
Wow.
My year goal happened in about 6 months.
Oh my goodness.
And within 18 months, all the debt was paid and everything. So it just kind of, it was a big snowball. You know, I was actually really amazed at the support that I got from the community here. And, you know, you're always going to have people that like name brand over off brand.
Yeah.
And that's what I am. I'm an off brand.
Yeah.
And so I'm the Voight compared to Nike tennis shoes.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I don't even know if they make Voights anymore, but they were a Kmart brand shoe.
Okay.
And it just, that's the way I look at this gym.
Yeah.
And it, not that it's bad, it's just, it's the unknown. People don't, if you don't walk in the door, then you don't really understand what it's about.
Yeah.
So you can watch all the videos you want to until you get in here, see the atmosphere, see the members and the type of people that we have and the way the place is operated. You don't know.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of, it's that little hidden treasure is mm-hmm. what I like to call it.
Yeah, I was looking around the facility. Like, so it sounds like looks like the gym is built more for the bodybuilder powerlifter types. Did you have like an impetus for that? Or
honestly, I wanted a place that anyone would feel comfortable going to.
Yeah.
Women, men, even youth, mm-hmm. you know, because we've had people that started out in this gym when they were 10 they're still here.
Oh, wow.
So that's always been a big thing of mine, is encourage people at an early age mm-hmm. to start getting into fitness. We don't target a certain group. We have everything here for bodybuilders, power lifters. But we also have got everything here for your little old lady that just wants some machines. Mm-hmm. And I'll guarantee you, this gym probably has a better selection of machines than any other gym here.
Yeah.
And I'll go against the big boys down the road. I'll put it up against the YMCA. I'll even go up against the, you know, Planet Fitness that has about 10 of everything.
Oh, my gosh.
Sorry, I was exaggerating a little bit there. But you
You're
know,
not.
So, yeah, maybe not. So if you compare the equipment, the different types of equipment and everything, you would really – somebody could come in here and get a full body workout off of just our machines.
Mm.
And I've told people, I said, just go and look, you know, come in and let me show you around. Let me show you some of the things that we have that you're not going to find anywhere else, especially in this area.
Yeah.
And that was partly the way I built the gym. Mm-hmm. And the way the gym is set up is much different than everywhere else, too. So it's not set up all your machines in one place. As you can tell, we've got dumbbells over there and then machines right behind it. But a part of that is the way I train and the way I know a lot of people do train, doing supersets.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So you can superset here. You can go to a dumbbell to a machine and then right back there to free weights and everything else. And then all of our leg equipment is actually together for the most part. So all our leg machines are in another area all together by themselves, to where somebody's doing legs, they superset in all those leg machines if that's what they want to do.
Okay.
And then it's really close to the squat rack. It's really close to the leg press and hack squat and all that too.
Nice.
So it's just a different setup, and that's what I wanted.
Yeah, absolutely. So were you, when you bought this place, or sorry, did you buy this place? Are you leasing it or?
No, the building's leased.
Okay. And when you were getting into this from the other gym, did you ever go to college? Did you? Okay. Oh,
no,
wow.
I barely finished high school.
Oh, nice.
Surprisingly, I'm not going to go into details, but mm-hmm. when I was 16, you know, so when I started working early, I was also one of those kids that I was loud mouth. I was smart ass. I got in trouble a lot in school and I was getting in so much trouble at, my original high school. I switched to another high school where a lot of my friends went.
Okay.
I did great for about 6 months and then I got kicked out of school. So I got in a little trouble, got kicked out of school. I finished at the community college. My junior year, I was actually not a dumb kid. I was kind of smart. So within 6 months, I did my 11th and 12th grade year at the community college. Because at the time, they allowed you to work at your own pace.
Okay.
So I would go in and just take however many tests I could take in a day.
Oh my goodness.
So I would pass most of my tests. The ones that you failed or the ones that I failed, I would have to study up on before I could retake. So I just would study those. But really, I was just taking tests the whole time.
Wow.
And finishing basic stuff, nothing fancy, you know, no geometry or any of that stuff, basic math, basic history, science, and all that stuff. I didn't get into anything crazy college courses because I really didn't plan on going to college.
Yeah.
It wasn't in the cards for me. I didn't really want to. Mm-hmm. It didn't interest me at all. I wanted to go to work, make some money,
yep.
and here we are. So nice. It worked out okay for me, I think. So I'm not ashamed of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't believe formal education is as good as experience in a lot of senses. Some things you really need that formal education. Engineers, they've got to have it. Of course, your doctors and all that. But, when it comes to business, there's a lot you can learn in school, but there's a lot that you got to get out there and you got to do it.
Yeah.
Before you learn it. And business for yourself is stressful at times, and I think they don't teach you that in school.
No, they don't.
I think in school they teach you how to get in debt.
Yeah, they really do.
So you go to college for however many years, and depending where you go, and for some reason, these kids come out of high school and they think they've got to go to Duke or Wake Forest or even, UNCC, Pfeiffer, all those places that I know of that, are local. Mm-hmm. And instead of considering your community colleges,
yeah,
at least start there. I don't know how you are, but when I come out of school, had no idea what I wanted to do for the rest of my life.
Oh, same.
I have no idea how anybody else understands or thinks that they know what they want to do for the rest of their life.
Yeah,
I mean, I did. I was a firefighter for 18 years, and it was time for me to get out of that.
Yeah,
and it took me. I didn't get into that till I was 26.
Oh, wow.
So I thought by then I knew what I wanted to do. Now I did enjoy it. I love the job and everything else, but at the same time, I also believe that most people every 10, 15 years, even I'd stretch it on out to maybe 20, after that, doing something for so long, probably looking for something different to get into and a different experience, not because you hate it, so to speak, but just because you've done it.
You need something
else. And is there a higher limit that you can reach? Is there anything? Have you accomplished everything that you really wanted to accomplish in that career or that job?
Yeah.
And if the answer is yes, and you're still content, keep doing it.
Right.
But if you're not, don't let that money hold you there.
Yeah.
And that's what people get trapped by. They get sucked into a job and they start making really good money, or sometimes, in my case at the fire department, not making enough money for what I was doing and not for the experience and the time I had in. So it was definitely time to go. And, with this place here, I said, I'm just going to take my chances with this place. Why not? It's been successful for 10 years. I can't be scared to depend on myself to find my own way. And that's basically what I told everybody. I said, I'm just going to depend on me.
Yeah.
I'm not going to worry about the city government, local government keeping me up and keeping me content when I was giving them 240 hours a month. I said, it's just time for me to say,